We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
For their beady little eyes and flapping heads on normal eyes.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a...
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Dusty, I don't know where you come up with some of the intro music. Blame Canada. That one's the first. So despite what the left might want us to believe, the often, you know, they refer to Great Britain or Canada for the shining examples of government-run healthcare. But they're not always quite what they're cracked up to be or what they're advertised. Instead of going to Florida or some exotic locales for vacation, Canadians are increasingly flocking to other countries to get faster and better health care. Joining us now to enlighten us on the realities of government-run healthcare in Canada is Colin Craig of SecondStreet.org. Colin, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me, John.
So according to your research, and before we end tonight, I want you to kind of let me know what a little bit more on Second Street itself. But I was kind of surprised when I looked at the data that you had. More than 271,000 Canadians left the country in 2017 seeking medical care in other countries. Is that right?
Yeah, so the figure that we got from Statistics Canada, which is a government entity here run by the federal government, they track all kinds of different things. And one of the data points we were able to get from them was information on Canadians who either get in their cars and drive to the U.S. or they get on an airplane and they go to another country specifically for health care. And so the figure that we were able to calculate, and it was a range of figures because it's survey data. So on the low end, it was 217,000 patient trips that were made abroad in 2017, specifically for healthcare. And on the high end, it could be well over 300,000. So it's a lot of people when you consider that in Canada, our population is about a tenth of the size of the U.S.
That's a huge figure. And I mean, that what when you then figure, and you'll have to tell me roughly what, you know, the percentage, you know, what kind of income tax Canadians pay. But when you factor in that Canadians pay fairly high taxes for your single-payer health system, then these folks on top of that are paying out of pocket for these medical procedures, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And Canadians do pay a lot in taxes. And when people challenge that in Canada, often we hear others say, well, wait a second, but we get great health care. So that's quite often the defense for why we have high taxes. And when you consider that there's a lot of people that are just do not feel like they are getting good quality health care, and that's why in many cases they're going abroad. It's because they don't want to face a year for on a waiting list living in pain while they wait for the government to get around to giving them a hip replacement or hip surgery or knee surgery or something like that. So that's a big reason that we've come across that why people want to leave is just quite often it's the waiting list. That is a big problem with our healthcare system is, yeah, it's free, but you may have to wait a long time before your turn comes up.
So is that, you know, back when Hillary, that was what it was called back then, Hillary Care, and a lot of the talk against it was waiting lists, and the proponents would say, no, there's no such thing, that there aren't going to be waiting lists or rationing, but there really are. I mean, in Canada, that is, and I've heard the same thing. I have friends who live in England, and they tell you the same thing. They will tell you there are long waiting lists. They will tell you there is rationing, and they will also tell you that there are times that the government will just flat out deny you approval for particular procedures for whatever reason. You're too old, you don't qualify, etc. And people don't believe that, but that does happen.
Yeah, and everything that you just said is true. You know, we do have a big problem with waiting lists in this country, and the Commonwealth Fund, a progressive think tank in the U.S., they did a good research project a couple of years back, and they looked at 11 countries, and they found that Canada was the worst in terms of waiting lists. And those 11 countries are developed nations, countries that you would naturally compare yourself with. So in terms of waiting lists, they're quite long. There is rationing, too, in terms of the procedures, because you got to remember it's politicians and bureaucrats that decide what is available to patients. So if there's a really expensive procedure, or maybe it's something new and innovative, well, you're not going to get that from the government. The government is often very slow to respond to technological change in that. And so one patient we talked to, her name was Christina Sanford. We've got a video on our website if anyone wants to watch it. But she was a nurse in the healthcare system, and she talks about how she had she hurt her back on the job. And she ended up developing significant back pain, and she lived in pain for several years. And she tried going through the government system to get her situation fixed, and there was nothing. They said, Christina, there's nothing we can do. Here's some painkillers. And that was the government's solution to her case. And she said, this is crazy. I'm in my early 30s. I've got young kids. I'm living in pain. I can't raise my kids the way I want. I can't go out and play with them, and walking for more than 10 minutes was hard for her. So she was living in a very difficult life. She had a very difficult life because of her back problems and the fact that the government wouldn't fix it. So she eventually went to Mexico, and she got a procedure there that was not available in Canada. It's available in the US, it's available in Europe, but it's not available in our country. And within minutes of her getting the procedure, her and her husband could immediately notice that things were better. Within the next few days, it got better and better and better. And so, like I said, she got this procedure that wasn't available in Canada. So there's a rationing of the services that are available, too. And one thing for your listeners, too, that I think is important to understand is that quite often the government will put people on waiting lists, but they also block what people in Canada can use their own money for in terms of healthcare. And so as an example, if you're living in Toronto, your choice, if you need an MRI, is to wait for the government to provide it to you, or you have to leave the province. You cannot go to a private clinic in Toronto, pull out your wallet, and pay for an MRI scan. So it could very well be that the government's saying, it's going to take 6 months before we provide you with this scan. And that's your only choice. Or, like I said, you have to leave the province and go elsewhere. And so in Canada, we've got 10 provinces, and the rules differ a little bit from province to province. But on the whole, a lot of private options are heavily restricted by the government. So you either have to wait for the government to get around to providing you the procedure, or you have to leave the country.
It says a lot that people are spending hard-earned income on healthcare vacations, considering they're already paying for government-provided healthcare. And it's ironic to hear these kinds of stories, considering Kansas is right now, we're about Monday, tomorrow, they will start the debates once again in our legislature over Medicaid expansion. Every Democratic presidential candidate is pushing for Medicare for all, basically single-payer healthcare in the United States. And you've got, lessons like this that we could learn from. I just think it behooves us to hear these kinds of stories. What is, if people want to get some of this information, we need to make informed decisions. What is secondstreet.org? Obviously that's your website, but what is the organization? Because I think if people need this kind of information so they can make informed decisions. Where can they go? Obviously, to the website, but what is Second Street?
Yeah, so we were started because we felt there was a need really in Canada to not just do research, but really talk about the stories behind the numbers. How are people affected, for better or worse, by government policy decisions? And so one area that we have been looking at is healthcare, to say, well, wait a second, you can read that there's, whatever, 50,000 people in a province waiting for a procedure, but what are the stories behind that figure? What are people going through when they're on a waiting list? You know, that type of thing. So what we've really been trying to do is talk to everyday Canadians about the experiences that they're having, and then bring those stories to light. So like I mentioned, if you go on our Facebook page or our website, you can see a lot of the interviews that we've been doing with Canadians from different parts of the country, talking about, you know, their experience on a waiting list or when they went abroad for healthcare. I just did an interview with someone from Calgary here, and he went off to Germany for healthcare because he was told that it would be about 2 years before the government could operate on his back. And so we just, you know, I mean, it's stories like that that are happening. And I want to be very clear. I don't want to leave your listeners with the impression that, you know, the Canadian healthcare system does nothing right. That's not true. There's a lot of really good people that work in the system. They're trying hard. The problem, and there are many people that do receive good services, but the problem is, overall, when you look at the results, we don't do as well as other countries. So if the United States is going to look at another country, you don't look at the country that comes in ninth place and say, well, how can we copy you? You look at a country that's coming in first or second or third or something like that, and look at those countries, because you know, here in Canada, we have a lot of improvement that's needed for our healthcare system.
It's, I just, you know, you hear that and somebody says 50,000 people on a waiting list. Those are shocking figures, and it just behooves. I mean, I use the analogy, I've used it before, where you talk about governments that struggle to run, you know, a Department of Motor Vehicles. Is that who you really want in charge of your healthcare system? And granted, there's obviously our own insurance system isn't perfect, and there's opportunities for change and improvement in private insurance as well, because we've got issues there too. But I think any time that you have government involved in decision making between a patient and a doctor, that's problematic at best. Colin, I appreciate you coming on and sharing this with us, because it's so important that people make informed decisions. Give us the website one more time so that folks can go and read some of these stories.
Sure. So it's secondstreet.org, and that's all spelled out. And you can go to the website, or if you go on Facebook, we've got a lot of videos there too. And we're going to continue to put out information and stories about what's going on, because we, like I say, we've got a lot of improvement here. And, you know, my advice to the United States and your listeners is that if you're looking to copy another healthcare system, I'd look beyond Canada and look at one of the other countries that's doing a much better job.
Well, thank you again for sharing the story with us, and carry on the fight, my friend.
Thanks a lot, John.
We're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.